Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You know, I'm not gone. I said on Christmas Day. Me and Captain Law. That's rambling like fuck, wasn't it?
So, Malice is an episode about you, mate.
Yeah. Is it started now?
Yeah. It's started, aye.
So this is about you, mate. No one else. So this is your time to shine.
We just want to welcome the man who left the legend on here. The man.
Thanks to the lads. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, mate.
Nice warm gloves.
Cheers, bro.
Nice warm gloves.
Come on here with gloves and all, bro. Looking fresh.
Welcome to the Working Class Podcast, bro.
Thank you very much. Me and Liam going to have a wee chat. Get me another tin too, if you don't mind, Gam. Please.
Do you prefer them in the glass?
Oh, bro, you know what I want to do for the people? Because I'm warm. I want to split the G. I'll be honest, I haven't had a drink all week, mate.
Somebody was telling me, you're good, you've got the G sussed out.
Oh, why? I had a drink last Friday from a granny's funeral. I haven't had a drink all week. I haven't been feeling myself, I'll be honest. Yeah. But I still feel good. You know, I'm obviously new to this year, being on the podcast and all, but I feel good.
It's just a wee conversation.
And I felt a lot better being off the drink all week. Yeah. I will be honest. And I'm not planning to go out and go mad this weekend. I'm sort of getting a wee change of heart. So I'm looking at my mother more and I'm really worried about her and I need to protect her.
Yeah.
You know, and well, that's well, I'm here for her. The way you would be with your family, 100%. You know. And also Gavin, you know, John as well, you know. So
right, yourself. There's your glass. Yeah.
Cheers, bro.
Big man's gonna split the tea for us here.
Gavin, I hope we don't fucking spill this. Only wise.
Yeah, check a sudge.
Best bit.
Apparently they get you more black, do you believe it?
He needs to settle his nerves.
No, here I'm alright, lad.
You're
alright? Don't cut that out. Look, here's his uncut. Bit of crack. That's what we do, mate. But only if you're over 21, you should be smoking marijuana. You shouldn't be smoking it under the age of 21, that's what I say. Stay away from bad people. Let that settle there, lads.
So, Mal, are you going to break onto the rap scene soon, or...
This is the thing, Gavin. It's a good question. Basically, what I'm thinking to do is, if Liam or any other lads can help me get on, you know, as the lads have been saying for a long time to get me on. Now, off camera, I just showed Liam there a few of my bars. Showed Gavin. They're decent. They're good.
Better than a lot of people
good.
That I've heard.
I know they're good, but they're not as great as his. He's been doing this a long time. I wrote that in 2 or 3 minutes, lads, out of emotion. I wrote that because I was like annoyed. I was like, I need to write something down here. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So we ended up done it for a while.
But at least you can actually sit down and write a rhyme and write a few bars. You know what I mean? A lot of people can't, bro. So fair play to you. Yeah. Know what I mean?
And he's the king at it. Everybody knows he's the king.
He's the goat, mate.
I was on the live last night. I was named talking about the co and talking about the cabin and all. A lot of respect for Kevin. I'm not getting too much in the cabin. I love what he's doing. His song's actually going on the radio tomorrow. It's when I first did the day, so this will come out on Monday, lads. So it's
out
on Monday. Is he paid
you to say this, Mal, has he?
No, no, no. I'm saying this out of the goodness of my heart. Say the same thing, Gam. I'm a part of the production that'll come with me. I helped get it done. And, you know, it's given me a lot of good feeling as well. A lot of people are showing me love for it, and I'm really, really appreciative of it.
Yeah, you are when the tune was recorded. Were you in the studio as well?
Yeah. So we're in there. We've done about 3 or 4 or 5 takes. I can't remember the exact number.
Who made the beat? But, who produced the beat?
Clips. I think Atomic Adam. Produced it.
Shout out to Atomic Adam on the beat.
You know, everybody knows the dance law. Shades were when the trash out, everybody knows. But, you know, it's a bit of crack, you know?
I throw a spanner in the works because R4X texted me this morning saying that's some finish with you. He says, that's a finito. He says, you've Burnt all your bridges.
Give me a break.
So what was the
crack, Irma? What is the... Here, give me a wee second to drink this. You know, pieces is key, lads, you know. Right?
Can I just give a special shout-out as well to Smick World? Sort me out with these lovely T-shirts here, folks. I told the man I would give the page a wee shout-out here.
Yeah.
Lovely tees, lovely fits. Smick World won't see the back yet for a while.
You can't even see it, you fucking onion.
Lads, I'm going to say
this. So go ahead, man.
I'm going to say this. See, before we get into that, right? Can I split the tea? Right, I split two earlier. I had two drinks, sir. A local bar. I'm not going to say the names, lads. Local bars. I want to keep myself right where ahead. I am at the minute, you know?
There's a tenner for you if you can hit it. Your black gloves covered it.
Too good, bro.
You're willing.
I'm not good. I'm going past it.
Show the camera.
Not good enough, lads. Bad result.
Give him a rating.
I can give an attempt number two, but will that do it just yet?
You must be on the borderline alcoholic now, like.
No way, mate. I don't even drink. I don't drink that much, bro. I can drink and I can get on with life. You know, if I have problems and I go out there, I have problems with people. I'm not right all the time. I'm not.
When was your first pint of Guinness?
See, when I'm wrong, I actually will admit I'm wrong. First pint of Guinness, bro. Honest to God.
Wait, there, we're getting off track. We're getting off track.
I always drank like a Coors or a Budweiser, something like that, you know, something that, you know, the average drink to go for. Yeah. But the thing is with Guinness, I feel like just in the last year, it's been a big trend of people wanting to split the G.
It's good.
And
it's
nice. I tell you what, Colin Murphy, shout out to Colin Murphy. Colin Murphy, I was in his car a lot of weeks back, and he went to me, Mal, you've started a trend here. The split the G, I'm looking at him like, I know, like, haven't I? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean? Don't want to curse too much, but...
First 7 minutes, no cursing.
Sam, number Sam Ronaldo, no. Goat. Shout out to the goat.
Because we keep getting limited ads.
Yeah.
Why is it too much cursing? So John was shouting at us.
Yeah. No, we should cut the cursing out. Lads, we see at the same time. Like,
you
know, I wouldn't want to curse much. You know,
get a
I really
curse jar, start sticking parents in
kids, lads. You know, seeing your kids all start cursing, start getting on, like, yeah, I be fucking this, fucking that, no. And sometimes it can be really like this. It depends on the people you're with. When I'm with you, I feel that good. Obviously, it's my first time on camera, but I feel good, I feel relaxed.
I've seen you on camera many a times, big man.
Doing the dances, though, sitting walking away and all, you know, and getting to know me and getting to know who I really am. Like, don't let the cameras fool you, don't let social media fool you for what way someone looks or their face looks. If I look like this or I look like that, I'm not really that person, you know. So I like the people to know. I'm not going to try and change anyone's perception of me. I'll just hope I earn people's respect, because that's what I want to do. I feel like everything we do in life is about everyone, you know, and trying to give everybody a chance, you know, and that's what life really is all about. You know, getting on the situation with Kevin, obviously Kevin's saying he's done with me, you know, I'll keep it short and I'll try and keep it as short and simple as possible. You know, I promoted the brand for a long time. I've done it from day dot, before K-hole, before transition, before this. He obviously had it in the works. He had his plans. Me and him were flying about summer days, good days. You know, really good weather and all, going to the concert stuff. Thank him for that. And, you know, we're promoting the brand. Some days I was going out and I was meeting people and I was promoting by myself. I was walking into here, walking around there, doing this, just trying to get his numbers up and get people to sort of recognize what he's doing more. Because I really believed in it. And I still do really believe in it. And I'm still going to buy his brand. I'm still going to buy... As you know, with new releases, if it's shoes, if it's, you know,
you're rocking code now.
You know,
you got it on, do you?
More importantly than code, guys, I'm rocking code, right. But I'm rocking right. God.
Shout out to God,
bro, because God is what life is all about. We all think we're intelligent, we all think we're really smart. I tell you what, we have a lot to learn, and I have a lot.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job, you need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know, and this is what life's really all about. Life's about engaging with people in a good manner, you know, and this is what I really believe. With Kevin, you know, as well, get back on the app point, promoting his brand, promoting the music, trying to help him, trying to push him as well. He's trying to push me, yes. But, you know, him saying he's done with me, it's completely his choice. I'm not really too fussed about that because I've a lot of people done with me. I've the most important people in my life that I need. I actually feel bad on Kevin, he doesn't have his mother. I think about that a lot. I really genuinely do. I spoke to my mother a lot about that. That's why I actually genuinely did want to push and help with that, because of that situation. I look and I go, if I didn't have my mother, what would I do? And I don't know what I would do. That's really true. I know Gavin always looks at me and he wants to laugh because he thinks I'm a gag, you know, but no, just keeping it real. You know, we're all men here. This is the way we would actually be. And if we're not on camera, this is the way we want to speak to you. So we're getting into a deep conversation.
It's getting a bit deep,
man. Yeah, see this, here's the thing. We're going to all be the guy and be the man on the camera and get all the likes and all the girls and all the attention and all the views.
You emotional, you know, man,
are you? I'm an emotional man. I'm a dad, yes. Aye. I'm a dad because I care about my family. I know how to deal with people too. How I try to deal with people is how they deal with me. If you're going to treat me in a certain manner, I'm going to treat you in a similar manner, but I'm not going to stoop to the same level as you. I'm not intending to do that. You know, so...
So for anyone who doesn't know you, where would they see me? What are you most known for?
Well, I would say I'm most known for maybe having a drink. Before the dance, you know. Locally, like, people that I know would know me for playing football. You know, shout out to all my friends.
Who do you play for? Give the team a shout out.
I was currently still a player, Belfast Celtic. I've been out of the club for a while. I'm hoping to get back soon. Not get into too much details or depths about that. You know, I'll deal with that when I get there. But when it comes to, you know, my friends, all my friends are footballers too. Shout out to Dylan Snowden. Great player. Great attitude. Great person. Great lad.
Shout out to Dylan.
He just signed for Ballyclare Comrades. He wasn't getting any minutes at Belfast Celtic. Wasn't getting any minutes at the Martelletta. And now he's at Ballyclare playing championship. He rang me the other day. He went, Mal, guess what? I went, Mal. I got the number 6 shirt. Hey man, play the April. So you really just, I mean, I beat, shouted the Critty Con. What's it? Shouted the Barry Begley. Shouted the All Lads. I beat Barry Begley on a couple of rounds of free kicks, but if you played me now, you would slaughter me. And I know what, Baz, push back. Steam the Crick. I beat Critty. Critty will tell you. I beat him a lot more. I beat him over a lot more games. I beat Barry in a couple of rounds, but I beat Critty over, you know, dead ball free kicks, like, and he's the free kicks bastard, you know. Beat him over that more rounds, you know. Well, things like that, though, I really respect the lad's quality.
When did you first start playing football?
I was 2 or 3. I started playing football when I was about 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I'll be honest, I stopped playing from I was about 12 till I was about.
What age 19, are you, Ma?
25, bro.
25? 25. Fuck, you're so young, like.
Oh. You know, football's my love, football's my passion. See the way I'm doing that rap for you and all off camera and all? That's not my main passion. My main passion is
follow your passion,
motivating
bro.
People. It's motivating your family, motivating yourself, motivating other people to get into that job or get into this lane of work or get into this group or sport or whatever you want to do. You know, get in there and do it.
You can be a motivator, you know? Like, or is Axel Jobs.
A lot
like,
of people's told me that throughout my life. You could do it. You know, that's what I mainly set out to do. That's what I'm actually trying to do because it motivates me.
You want to do? Like, what?
I'm doing what I want to do now. As I'm doing it right now, how I speak is how I want to be. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the attention. This girl or that car or this watch or this. I really don't care about that. I wasn't raised like that. And if I did care about that, I would be losing myself. And I'm fighting to actually keep myself. This is how I really do feel. You know, when I speak to my mother's always giving me wise words. You know, she said to me last night, Mal, your biggest problem, you're gullible, but the gullible actually comes from having too much of a good heart. That doesn't mean I'm a better person than somebody else, or, you know, I'm a level above, and no, look at me, I'm perfect. Absolutely not.
Materials don't rule the world, bro, that's it.
Yeah, you see, the thing is that rules the world is your spirit, and the spirit you're putting out there in the world. If you're expressing a greedy feeling and a greedy spirit, do you think you're going to get, you know, an equal feeling back? You're not.
So, Mal, do you have ADHD?
No, do not.
No?
That's a silly question. You would think that because of my high energy. You know, if you see me on a football pitch, you go, fuck, he's mad. You know what I mean? But,
Seen you just moments, in the bar, yeah, you'd say the same.
What about the video after Thompson's?
can we touch on that?
Love to talk about that. Give me a wee second.
Just take your time.
A lot of people.
Because we weren't there. We only seen the video, yeah. So it'd be good for you to say your piece on it, you know what I mean?
Without saying no names, you know, a couple of people were putting threats on my family's life and all, lying on me, sort of twisting words, but it's done now. And it's done. I've moved on. I want to move on. I love these people. Showed these people respect, and I'm going to still show them respect. And we can shake hands, give hugs, move on. So this is what life is all about. The reason I got emotional, my granny went into the hospital. And she was 24 to 48 hours away from me in the life care at that time. It was mid-November. Can't remember the exact date. Four of the bouncers were all coming at me. One of them only had my said. And I don't think any of the lads meant what they said. And same things about Cavi and all. Whatever. I think it was more just the heat of the moment.
Were you faking the bouncers?
I reckon the heat of the moment. What actually happened? One of the bouncers came at me. And then, or sorry, I'm wrong. I went to the gate first and I was inviting him in. He said something.
Inviting who in the doorman or
one of the doorman? So I was like sort of having the wrong attitude, acting out of character, you know, acting off emotion at that time, which was wrong to do. Excuse me. And I was inviting him in, so he came over and then he froze one at me and I threw one back and then all the bouncers bust
actually,
through the gate and
they put me the floor under.
There was there but we don't need to talk about finance because finance isn't the answer. You know, and I really firmly believe finance isn't the answer. It doesn't get you nowhere.
Unless the question is, what is not the answer?
What is not the answer, Liam?
Then it is violence.
Well, this, you know what? Good point. Because if it has to come to a point that it depends on the person, yeah, yourself. It depends how much a person is bringing something to a certain extent.
Like if some fella fucking, God forbid, yeah, killed your dog in front of you, you'd choose violence.
See you put it like that. See if anyone went near my dog. God forbid them.
Do you have a dog?
I do.
What kind?
She's a Thailand Ridgeback and she's half Siberian Husky. She's gorgeous.
Thailand Ridgeback? Who the fuck
so a Thai Ridgeback. She just turned 3 in November. I remember her birth, you know. She's like my daughter.
What's her name?
Swear to God. Cara. And the reason they call her Cara is Makara.
That's a Cara?
Another name. The person who's called Makara is Makara.
That's not a dog name, man.
Liam Oak. Shout out Liam Oak.
That's Liam Oak's good friend of sisters. That's a calling dog Martin.
A what's my?
That's the name of like a wee girl.
Makara, like I know, exactly. She's Cara. A bitch. Yes, Cara, but Cara like, means my friend in Irish.
No, Makara means that.
Yeah.
Makara just
I know, Makara's
like,
friend.
That's like calling a dog.
She's friend.
John.
Dog's a man's best friend, so I thought Cara has a good link.
I know, but like, a dog means Max.
That's the way
or,
I was thinking
Max
about
it.
Like, whether I'm right or wrong on the, you know, the putting it on pen to paper, if it's right in the books.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Save the teacher said
dog right. Names are mine.
Yeah, can we all agree that there's dog names and then there's human names? Like,
yeah,
there's Max, Maxi, fucking Bella. They're all dog names.
You're any, me, many, woe. What one they'll pick?
A name called Cars. Oh, fucking, it's like a name of a person. Like,
What,
I'd be like
calling your dog Gam.
Gam. Yeah. Patrick, get out of that driveway.
Pommy, sit.
Patrick, come here. I want you. Yeah. Sit. Give me a paw, Patrick.
I swear to God, I tell you, lads. See when I walked into my gaff with her.
Who were Cara?
Cara, and I don't call her more Cara. She's called Cara, bro. Right?
And that's what's said.
But I walked in the house, lads. My man here goes, my man to me. She's not staying. And I went, well, I'm not staying. See, within fucking 6 weeks, I was nearly getting through it and the dog was staying. You know what I mean? And I was going, right, now we're fighting with the dog, you know? We've all came really close. She's got really close. My granny, God rest her soul, she looked, we used to go, she always like, fry like old school, you know? And she went, dog, the wee dog, smoke her vape, keep the wee dog away from me.
Composed.
So soft and smart. Here, to the point Mal, where I really admire, you know.
Mal, was, do you have her on dry food or raw?
She's on the dry food, bro. She actually got...
For a wee bit of so, mix.
You know what? You've touched the point there. A year and a half ago, she got cancer.
The dog?
The dog got cancer.
Well, like Sam Patrick.
I brought her to one fat in the Boucher Road. I'm not going to say their name or down their work. I brought her to another fat outside Belfast. They don't great work. Firm and Fats do great
work. Well, sure, throw their name out if they're happy.
What do you actually recommend me to them? Then I had to actually get a recommend from them to Cedar Grove, the greatest fats in this country. Now in the north, I don't want to say north. Not to be, you know, one-sided. But, sorry to speak. But see, the thing is, them fats done the greatest job on my dog. Now, they actually scanned her for 4 or 5 days and they went to me, this dog has a cancer. And it was growing. And then they brought her back a week later. Still growing. This went on for about 3 weeks. So then the last 7 to 10 days, I sat and I prayed with my mother.
For the dog?
I swear to God, they rang me in the day of my sister's graduation. In St. Mary's University. They rang me. 11, half 11 that morning. And they went to me. Your dog has cancer, doesn't have cancer anymore. It's clear. She's free to go.
Happy day.
She was with them for about a week.
See.
Staying overnight. Here, going off, every night I'm going.
See a vet.
Fair play to
him. See if you bring a dog.
He's done a great job, lads. I'm actually very grateful, lads. Touches the
yeah,
hand.
I know. But see if you, so see where you said you brought a dog to a vet. Did they turn you away? Or did they just not help her?
No, what see happened, Gavin, see what I brought her, this is what happened. See it again in the detail.
Sometimes
I brought her to the one fat, and the one fat said she needed neutered. I went, no, she doesn't. She's only fucking 18 months old. I went, she doesn't need neuters. My man went, she doesn't need neuters. So then we brought her to the next vet. And they went, what were they talking about? They've done 3 or 4 scans on over about a 5 to 7 day period. Can't remember the numbers exactly. And then they told me they couldn't give me an exact, you know, diagnosis.
Sit back a wee bit, because you just need to get that.
She said they couldn't give me an exact.
Turn it towards you, turn it right towards
like this?
That's your ear.
Is that all right, yeah?
That's your ear.
And they said to me they couldn't give me an exact diagnosis of what it was. That's why they had to recommend me to Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove are the biggest fat in the north. They're the best. Doctors best. Firmament were great as well. They only have so
Firmament's another finish. Minute.
I think, yes, it is Fifth. Indeed. See, the thing is, lads, see their thing, like their machines, with the way they can actually scan and read the diagnosis of any animal. They didn't have the equipment. See, their equipment, it's the best equipment. You know, it's obviously, if you go to fucking America, you can get anything. If you go to bigger and more, there's more options. But here, there's not as many options when it comes to the animals. You look at the NHS. Terrible.
Here.
They didn't do, don't even want to say it, they didn't do a great job.
See, touching on vets, like, there is people out there to, like, bring fucking fish and all to a vet. There's people that have been in the vets and there's people have come
face
in.
Face
like,
you wouldn't see me bringing
see
a fish
my,
to
see my, my mother-in-law, she actually fucking, she paid, like, big dough to get a rabbit, like, surgery, like, and yeah. I was like, just die, like,
cats or dogs, or
like,
nothing else,
yeah,
it may taste not a tiger.
Not even fucking
never mind. People here,
just
see if I had a few quid, I'd probably get a tiger, but
I would get
a cat that would call tiger. I actually had a cat called
what
tiger.
What would be your dream pet if you couldn't, if it wouldn't be a cat or a dog? Like, what would you pick?
Great question.
Great question.
I would probably say a cheetah or a lion.
Cheetah or a lion, it's a good choice.
Cougar?
What would
and
yours
I would
be,
probably, Dan? I love a lion, because it's the king of the jungle, but I would probably pick a cheetah. I love
see a lion,
skin
king of the jungle, a tiger, but maul a lion. A tiger would maul a lion.
You think so?
It would, alright.
See another
tigers
thing about,
are fucking
see my dog,
monsters.
The way it's Ty Ridgeback. Lads, see her nature. She fights lions. She fights snakes.
She's not fine on AM on the Glen Road. Like,
see my friend. Not shout out to my friend, not a Dunley. Lads.
I've had a couple of them.
Shout out to not a Dunley, Kieran Dunley. Lads. I remember he brought his wee cockapoo out. We went off walking the graveyard. Gag. Swear to God, lad. His dog cockapoo. See the way cockapoos are aggressive. My dog's only about fucking, she wasn't even a year and a half. She's only about a year. She's still a pup. She's still a wee small thing. She jumped up, man. The cockapoo's face, me and Nala, let me show you. Nala's like 3 years over me. He's the big beard and all. See the way I'm wee baby face and all. I'm still trying to get the, you know what I mean? He's the big beard and all. Like, he's like 20 or something, you know what I mean? And I giggled, I swear to God, he looked at me and went, your dog fucking ball head yet. No, man, I want to know, bro. Man, on it. Well, good crack. Nala's a brilliant footballer as well. He plays for Gordon Munna. Nala's my brother. Honest to God, Nala's my brother. He's a great guy. Really good. He's a good example, very good example as well. You know, so he's doing really good. He tagged me when I just anyway, Pro Jack and Bobby. Never forgot that.
So, have you no kids anywhere? Are you,
absolutely not.
Have you
my dog is.
Any plans for any in the future?
My plans are, Liam, number one plan is I need to get back to football.
Not looking to settle down.
That's my passion. You know, when I talk about, you know, what I actually want to talk about, I know what you mean now. You get settled and know you want to just get into it. You know, I love motivating people. I love getting people off the streets. I grew up in the streets. I grew up around that your average, you know, let's say your average kids. See the way being all sitting be calm. I've been around some crazy people and I'm one of them. But I'm not as crazy as others, you know. Not to knock anybody, not above or below. Nobody's perfect. But I love getting people out of, you know, tough environment as well as myself. The best things to get yourself out of a tough environment is playing, doing things like football, doing things like boxing, music, working,
podcast, you
know, family life. Most importantly, that should have been number one.
Walking the dogs,
things that are good for them, keeping the mind clear. I feel a lot better this week that I've been off the drink since, you know, Saturday. Let's say after my granny's funeral Saturday morning up until now.
Some,
you know what, and before then I was enjoying the vibe, I'm enjoying the party, all that there, and all I'm out drinking, what's happening, my photos, my list, my lad. You know, I really appreciate that love. No, I really, really do. You know, and I've also have a lot of shout outs to do as well for people.
Where did the dance spawn from?
Great question. Pounde done a song, you know, back to back. He goes, bitch, I'd rather be rich than famous. And he goes that. But I obviously put my wee twist.
Put the mal effect on it.
Yep.
There's the mal effect. There's a turn at the head though at some point, not dancing there.
Yeah.
Here's the.
Oh no, I've done that for the crack. I went to cabin. Hey man, cam moment scene's up, I'm gonna go woo. No me. People like a bit of difference. You can't do it the same all time. You gotta change it up
sometimes.
No me, it's like, see if you're running down the wing, you have the ball, you're like, what are you doing? Are you stoppers? No, sometimes I'll pass back, I'll get it, you know, I'll try and take him on and I'll cut it back and I'll try and take him on again. No, but the only times I'll just play the simple pass.
If you do the same one, you're easily red, don't you?
Yeah, this is it, you gotta change it up.
Yeah.
You have the nail in the head there.
Tell us this, is that the same sunglasses you have had from day to day one? Or have you had to replace them?
If you take a look in my eye,
do you know who you're there? Do you know who we tried to get?
Mal Capone.
No, do you know who we tried to get this week? And I try my hardest. Some of you might not know him, most of the world will. Joshua Black. He was in Belfast this week, mate. And
is
I
that the guy that does the? He has autism.
Put the fries in the bag.
See the way people treated him was terrible. I actually give a shout out? See Meanwhile Lennon, Stevie Hawkey. Shout out to Meanwhile Lennon, Stevie Hawkey. Give me a great opportunity. Also Kevin too. Shout out to Kevin Finnegan. They got me on the video. And Stevie, it was his idea. Got me on. I was doing the dance and all. One of his readings on Instagram and all. Done really well. But Stevie was texting me the other day. And he actually texted me. He said, me, you, Cavi. And Josh was just trying to link up here and go for a drink.
Jesus Christ.
Because he knows me because of the Guinness. And he knows Cavi because of the music. And he sort of has a bit of his platform and all. And Stevie has a big platform. You know, one of the
put the fries platform. In the bag.
And, you know.
I've never seen it.
Like, oh, Jesus Christ, mate.
I haven't marked him.
That's bad. I actually should
get a wee look at him.
Mate, he's
I've seen a couple
three.
Of those. See when he was here. He was in Belfast. He was posting videos. Like, fuck. He's autistic as well. You got to feel bad. Like, a lot of people were bullying him. A lot of people were bullying.
So this is what happened. Let me tell Liam who he is.
Because I'm oblivious here. Like,
you'll have seen him on TikTok at some point. He wears like a captain's hat, and he sings about New York. He lives in the Bronx.
Yeah.
And he's 3.7 million followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just does. So see if you go up
there. How many has they? Instagram.
It's bad crack what people do, but just randomly just got a flight to fucking Dublin, and and then just got a bus up to Belfast, just out of nowhere. Because he was putting on a story.
Yeah.
Everyone in Belfast knew where he was on the way up, so they waited on him at the train station. And see, when he got off the train, everyone snapped on his phones going, put the prize in the bag! And he's just chasing him. I mean, it's
fucking bad. Did
you see the one he was in town? They were all chasing him. Sorry, Botanic Gardens. Someone was stabbing him. He was trying to run an animal.
Sit back. Just,
that's a belt.
He was trying to run an animal. He does. Sorry, that. You know what I'm like? I forgot I was on camera.
So, you know,
it's probably grim, to be honest.
It's terrible. It is bad crack. See the ones. Like, there's a video of him on the glider, and there's about fucking. About 20 teenagers just crowd around him, just going, you wanker, you're fucking put the fries in the bag. And he's just having an outbreak of like, he's fucking something wrong with the fella. And there's, it's brilliant.
But
everyone bullies him.
Like,
everyone bullies him. But the wee lad is fucking dynamite. Like, he doesn't.
He's bulletproof.
As well.
He's more bulletproof than us, lads.
He's an alcoholic.
Fucking fair play him.
That's all he does. Drink all day. That's what makes him mad.
That's why Stevie's. I watched the podcast. Well, me, you, Cammy, I'll go for a pint. I come out over his phones. I tag Stevie. I tag me, my Leonard. I tag Cammy. I went, mommy, over a drink. I tagged him pretty low. Stevie asked me to, but he didn't reply. He's obviously that big. He gets loads of them.
I was trying to get your show, but like, he just came by himself. He wasn't even with a manager or no one. He just flew over and just.
He wanted to see what the party and get full of Kent's and James's. Like, cool.
I watched the podcast where, do you ever get called the No Jumper podcast? He's a fucking cock.
He's an agent.
Oh, I'm 22.
He's a fuck.
Who's this lad?
Some fucking fella.
It comes up my YouTube sometimes. I fucking flick past him.
But he had him on the podcast and he ordered DoorDash, they call from Just Eat.
Yeah.
So they were just ringing. He just rang a carrot to the
podcast. What is that again, the DoorDash?
It's like Just Eat.
Just Eat, just delivery, but in America.
See if you're ringing like an offline for delivery. Is that what you mean?
See, on Just Eat now, you can go on your order carrot now and someone will bring it to the door. Yeah. But in America, they call it DoorDash. That's the name, it's for Just Eat.
Great, so
he was on the podcast and he just ordered a carrot and he was like, on mid podcast, he gets something leaves and he goes down. So someone goes down gets him, but Amy Buzzpaws. No. He's just sitting drinking. Like, watch him. He's fucking.
This is a gang. I swear to God.
He's called World of T-shirts on TikTok, but he's World fucking.
Can I say something? That like change the topic.
We're talking about tattoos. Working Class Podcast are doing the Belfast Tattoo Convention in July. We've our own booth doing a live podcast. We're all getting tattoos.
I'm getting covered head to dick.
Will I get a free t-shirt?
Doing the lower below the waist.
Any followers or subscribers, we need to bring someone with us. So if anyone wants to donate a part of their body to be blindfolded, we pick the tattoo, and I mean it can be anything. You have to sit on the podcast blindfolded, and so obviously you want to sign some sort of contract that you can't.
I could give you some.
If it's bad, you can't fucking take an extra shoes, know what I mean? So we're looking to give, they're going to do the tattoo. They're fucking the best fucking tattoos.
It's going
to
be good.
It's going to be good crack. But they want to do it live on the podcast.
So you want someone to come on your podcast live?
They want a follower.
And get a tattoo live.
They've given us a booth. The Belfast Tattoo Convention have given us a booth.
Thank you to the Belfast Tattoo Convention.
So it's in July. And me, Slice, and John Boy are going down. We're bringing all everything down. We've got our own wee booth, and we're going to bring someone, a follower. We're all going to get Working Class Podcast tattoos, but the followers, we have to pick his tattoo.
Oh, you have more Tinder, I guess, normally.
And if no one decides to do it, I'll do it.
Someone will do it. Some cunt will do it, mate. Just message me on Instagram, like the Working Class Podcast, if you would do it.
I have a few ideas of people who would probably be up for doing it. Like,
here for the money, right? I might do it. Money joking. I would never put ink in my body. I take that back. I wouldn't put ink in my body. Like.
Just semen.
No tattoos.
No way, bro.
Just semen.
I only put drink in my body.
So here, what do you think about this K-hole split? What do you think about that?
See, be honest, I'm over it.
Are you?
I've had enough of it.
I've
had enough of it. I swear to God. It's brought more drama and more like lack of stability where I can be calm and how I'm feeling than it's brought me anything else. It's made me feel uneasy at times where I'm going.
I know how you feel.
Yes, people put a post up the other day, like you've been pulled back. Well, that's how I felt. I felt the same. I was like, my arms are going to be pulling my fucking
I feel like I'm fucking, there's a vacuum hoover trying to suck me out. And I'm trying to
fuck exactly be right. Careful because fact checkers right here, so just be careful.
Check all the facts you want. Fuck check. Here, fucking
38%, please. 38.4.
Let's say I want to touch on one topic.
Go ahead. There you go. You're fact checking me. Fact checking it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't even need to say anything else. I don't even need to say anything else.
You don't? No, honestly, you really don't.
I don't need to make videos about people. I don't need to. I just live my life.
I honestly feel, lads, you know what I really do genuinely feel? I feel like we're going to all throw this as I said. We're going to all shake hands like men. We're going to all meet
I've
up.
I've been saying this from last year, mate.
You have indeed.
Yeah. From last year?
I'm actually on your point of view now. What? As I said off camera, I had the wrong perception about you. And I apologize about that. And I'll apologize again.
I was trying to sort out a fight between Slice and Forex. Headline show in a Danish. Slice, do it. I said, I'll give Cavi a few quid if he does it.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't do it, do you want to jump in?
How much are you talking?
How much are you looking? I'll give you 500 quid.
I'll give you
500 quid to face Slice. If you do it.
Bro, if you
what
want
am
to do
I getting?
It,
do you get to see him?
It's up to you.
Mate, you get to beat Mala for fucking 500 quid.
Bag of sand on the table.
You know what?
No, here. Let's
no, me. He's right. I'm on his team. Yeah, more money, more.
For sake, lads, how much tickets do you think you can sell in the
Danish? Could you see me put a grand each on the table?
That's sure, what sort of fucking business is that? I would need this fucking sale. How many tickets
I would sell tickets.
Oh,
like.
You can have it in writing. If it sells out, I'll give you it. But if it doesn't, then...
I'll make it sell out. I'll buy all the tickets with the money you give me. What's the tickets, John? Liam, what's the charge? Is he charging 10 or is he charging 30? See if you're charging 30. How much are you charging?
Do you take that order?
How much are you charging for the tickets, Cam?
VIP, 50 quid. Standard. Right.
What's the standard rate? Obviously, you have to pay the event. No, I understand that.
So
we had a good wee event there on Friday night. Like, haven't even got a chance to speak about that yet.
Transmit the tea, lads.
On the topic of events and putting shows up and tickets, big thank you to everyone who came to the show on Friday night. Big up yourselves. Done me proud. Appreciate the love. Just to start it. Start the year as you mean to go on. So yep. Only getting bigger and better this year. 2025 is already getting smoked. And fair play to Gavin for helping me get this fucking thing sorted as well. For believing in me and saying, listen, you can do this. So
I love
it, it was a good night. I enjoyed it. And many people said, really Sloanes, I don't know about doing the Sloanes. But realistically, it was a successful
night. And you were well looked after too.
Well looked after. Shout out to all the staff in the Sloanes, my mates. Shout out to Gavin. Shout out to my family, everyone who came. I seen a few of the wee men who came in at the start on the open mic this morning. I was talking to a few of them.
He was saying to me to come. He said he had the open mic. And I'm not going to lie. I couldn't jump on a mic and spit bars the way he could. Because I've never done it before.
Shout out to
I've done it a couple of times on live.
Kill the open mic. Snowball best on the open mic. Absolutely wrecked at the
start. Yes,
fucking fuck. We all Shane's only 16.
Lads, can I ask you something?
Get up and rap.
Did he get up?
Lads, we're going to try to split the G here.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to split the G for the lads. Last time I took 5 drinks, I'm going to try and take 4 this time, right?
Go ahead.
Let me see.
I think it's closer.
I think I took 5 again.
It was 4.5.
Fucked it, lads. It was 4.5, you're right.
I was counting the gold.
you were better than me.
So I'm taking the sunglasses off, guys. The reason I'm taking the sunglasses off, I want a wee break from them. That's how I feel. So enough of that there. Dancing, lads. Enough of that there. Nonsense. Everybody thinks I'm famous and I'm a superstar. No, I'm just like you. I'm a normal person. I have feelings.
Working class.
Working class. And at the moment, I don't work. You know, I'll actually get into the topic of conversation that I want to get into, and you know about it, Liam. I want to talk about mental health. I want to talk about how important it is. I've struggled with drugs for about 9 or 10 years. I don't struggle with them no more. And I don't want young people having to think they have to take drugs and do things like that to try and fit in. You don't have to do that.
No,
what you want to do individually. Don't try and fit in with a group, fit in with a crowd, or fit in with one or two or three people who are trying, oh, come on, do this, come on, do that. Don't do that.
Don't be trying to please other people.
Because you're only going to hurt your mind. And see, your mind is your most powerful muscle. Your mind holds the most value.
What was your drug of choice?
Well, my only drug of choice that people would call it a drug would be weed. No marijuana.
No.
Well, everybody's had a bit of you know, but there's a problem, you know. So without promoting the word, it's not a good word to promote.
I know, but get us fucking the ad.
I wouldn't want to promote that word. It's not good for people. You know, it really can affect people's life more than anything. You know, and that can lead to one thing, can lead to another. You know, and you see that, we're not that, but you can see that. You go down Castle Street, you go down the town, you see a lot of problems with people. You know, you really do. People have problems with their family life, having alcohol problems, having, you know, problems with different substances, even if it's tablets, if it's things that are being prescribed, people do have these problems.
Majority of people in Belfast.
You know, and this is the thing we actually really need to speak about. Shout out, actually, to Shazzy Shankle. God rest her soul. Never knew the girl. Never spoke to the girl directly. You've had her on this podcast. That girl lost her life. I'm sure her family are devastated. I'm sure the people around her are devastated. Are they fine? You know? Imagine how she would have felt, lads. She was addicted. Do you know the cocaine? You know? God rest her soul. I don't want to say too much about the girl.
Rest in peace, Shazzy.
It's terrible. It's terrible that could happen to anyone around you. That could happen to any of your family members because of the way they're acting. Or the way they feel like they need to be and they need to fit in. They need to be this person. You know? I've actually been inspired by Shazzy. God rest her soul.
Shazzy Shankles.
Can I tell you why I've been inspired by her?
Go ahead.
She's done her shoots and all and blah, blah, blah. I thought she was doing a good thing. I think she was doing it, but see the way she was charging money, people were using her to give shoutouts to take the piss out of her, and that's a sad thing to do. People were paying her to take the piss out of her, but when she dies, they go, rest in peace. Come on, what kind of people are you? What kind of person are you? Sorry,
that's the society we live in, bro.
But this
is what it is, mate.
We're gonna be judged for that. We're gonna be judged for how we actually feel.
Listen, Massey, when you put yourself out on social media, you have to take the shit.
But see, yeah, here,
that's just one I'm of the things shit.
Can I tell you some funny comments? As you're saying that, you're banging on the money. What in the Peppa Pig plate and the screen light is going on here? Me dancing? Here, I'm me and Gary's walking in Cavi's video when you order ASP and Lambo from Wish. You know what I mean? I'm going, fuck me, brilliant. You know what? There's no someone went, RA, do something. Made me laugh.
Well, let me ask this. How did you use all me? Are you friends?
You know, funny enough,
how the fuck
I was in the way for the cab.
The universe.
He told me he was meeting someone today.
Form like Voltron, like the Avengers assembled.
In the way for I'm being Cavanaugh on pool, right? And then he's posting 2-1 on the cam, and then it's up 5-2 the mile, usual. But share the Cavi, I love you, bro. No disrespect. I do love you, bro.
He's burnt your bridges last night, mate.
Well, here, I got none but love, bro. I'm going
to
be judged by God.
Not by him, bro. That's not what he was saying.
Not by anybody else in this world. I'm going to be judged by the Lord. But anyway, you know, just to keep it real, lads. You know, see, the thing is with Gary, Gary's a great lad. Gary's a very good lad. Cavan invited him to come and meet us in the way for it. So after we played our pool, done whatever, I had a couple of drinks. He wasn't even drinking that night, I don't think. I was. And Gary came in. Guy's coming. I have a real plan. I really like Gary. Gary's a really, really good lad. Shout out to the boys in the Doom podcast and shout out to Gary Dockery because he's a really good guy. He's a great guy. He's a great attitude as well. He's come into my home and all and he's sat with me and he's been laughing for a pleasure to have there. I've had people in my house more than having a pleasure to be there.
I bumped into him a day. He works sales and stuff.
Yeah.
I seen him in the spa and I went in. Tried to sell me $250 a month for volcano insurance.
What's
swear
that?
To fuck, trying to get me to sign up.
What's that, Darren?
I don't know. He says sign up this $250 a month. I said, what is it? It was the same quota bird in Alaska or something. I was like, not a fucking chance.
Sounds like a con man.
It's an electric company.
He says,
I want to hear more stalls.
I was like, not a fucking chance. He goes,
trust them people.
Just cancel your direct.
Just get your money. You get all the worst of what you're paying for. And you're staying up there for 24 months.
I see them people. See them people standing in the middle of shopping centers and shops. Trying the fucking pasty. I fucking hate them.
I have no time for it.
I hate them. I just
say at the cabin, I would go out and stand. See if there's a coat stall. Even if we're not talking, I'm still going to wear his brand. I love the brand. I love the way it's Irish. It's fresh. It's different. You know, I've been buying Nike my whole life. And then I wash them all. I wash them all and they all wash out. See, when I wash coat, it doesn't wash out. Gotta tell the people that I've washed my shirts a lot of times and they're good quality.
Same with
these
wee t-shirts here with Smickward, good quality.
These are just as good. He's right.
This isn't an advertised fuck's sake.
Just no,
you
don't
want that NDM at the end.
Local t-shirts, local clothing, you know.
Fuck's sake, shirt.
Local brands, we're working class podcast.
Shout out Central, I know, but you can do it at the end. I have a podcast.
I know.
Get fucking off topic four times. Fuck's sake, puts me off.
Break it back on topic, go ahead, bro.
Fucking, do you want to sell any answer or whatever? Fucking,
I'm not trying to sell them, I'm sure I'm not talking to you. You don't want to know me anyway. You know, all you want to say, I'm just saying the stuff, what he produces, it is good. You know, but back on the topic, you bro.
I can't even remember because you were trying to sell me cold tabs and he's trying to sell me sound tabs. Fuck's sake.
So you're selling spec tabs? He's selling cold tabs? Lads, what are we selling? What are we selling here? What else can we sell here?
I need to
start selling Guinness.
I don't need to sell
anything.
Did you
see the Guinness in Northern Ireland has now increased due to fucking John Bitter? Did you see it?
Yeah.
I'm going to sign it. Put it up. Now, from next month, the Guinness and every bar is going up. I'll put the article up as
you're
watching.
Fuck you, John.
That's because he's a cunt.
Did you
know what he says? He says a tenner a pint of Guinness and people.
There's a bar down. It's down south somewhere. Sorry, no, it's in the north. It was £2.50.
How can you live with yourself, John?
Lads,
how do you sleep in
there?
On a bed full of other people's score notes, you dirty cunt.
He probably sleeps well.
Dry January. There's this bar down and it's in the north somewhere. It's in the six counties. And they drop their pints again as to £2.50. To promote the opposite of Dry January. I'm sitting going, where's the fucking nearest bus?
Where's the nearest bus?
Where's the nearest glider? Who's driving me down here? You know what I mean? Fuck me. Lads, I go in the bar. Some bars, £4.60 for 1 a.m. Right?
Here.
No, lads, shout out to the Fallons. Best paint in Belfast. Lads, let me finish. £4.10 for a paint of Guinness. Right. Any other bar I go to, it's over £4.50.
That's dear for a cappuccino these days.
Oh my god, mate.
That's what I get.
See,
you want to paint
the Guinness, go to
the Roddy's.
So was that
Roddy's is a great club.
Here, so well was run. That you on the influencer scene now, Mal? Is that you gonna
I'm not really trying to be an influencer, mate. I'm trying to be myself. And I'm trying to act on how I actually feel. And how I actually feel is how I express myself, you know. The things I speak about. You see the way I'm speaking about mental health when I'm playing football and all. The reason I was trying to motivate all the young lads on the pitch all the time, even going to them, speaking in their ear and they know this. I speak in their ear and go, you're better than me, you're gonna be better than me. You keep sticking, you stay off the streets, you stay away from all, you stay away from partying, you stay away from this. You have more quality than me, you do. But you gotta motivate them, you gotta push them. You can't just say it.
I'm gonna tell you, Mal, right? See if you actually upload videos on TikTok.
Yep.
You will get followers and you will get views.
I know.
You just don't do it enough. Cavi was doing it on his
it's
account
really a,
for you,
a,
and he was gaining the followers. I know, but I'm just telling you what you can do. People will laugh at you. People will write nasty comments.
Act like everybody does to everyone. People laugh at you. People laugh at him. People
no one laughs at me.
Laugh more Cavi than anybody. I laugh at what Cavi does too. But see, at the same time, it's not all about one person. It's about everybody, see from the outer circle to the inner circle, everybody has something to give. Everybody has something to offer. You have to respect that.
So you made your first appearance was Ready to Blow, Speaker Boy.
You're not. Connor G. He called me Speaker Boy. He called him Leambo.
He was kind
of Speaker. Does he have a specific name for Cam?
I'm not too sure, mate.
Does he have it? What does he call it? What does he call SP?
I'm not too sure, bro. I don't watch it. I don't follow him.
No, who does he call it again? Do you ever see a shout out to Thomas Bunting? The budget?
Budget of plans.
He calls him the Belfast Budgie.
Tommy, you're looking at any price machine transfer.
Shout out to the Rooster. Did you ever see Watch the Rooster?
Oh, I know the Rooster's
a gay. Get up, babe. There's a girly. He's a kick.
No, so what do you just go live, Mal? Do you not upload?
Mate, I don't really go live that much. I've went only live a handful of times. You know, I'm not really trying to upload videos and all and do all that. So after one, the last video I uploaded, I was dancing. And I'm in fucking, you know, my local. And I'm going, I may as well fire it up for the crack.
See, are you barred from any locals in the West?
I don't want to speak about that. Is there any
bars you're not barred from?
Well, I need to close my eyes and go, I'm gonna get in there. No, I can't get in there. I can get in there. Don't mean, lads. No, I just put it like this, I'm not perfect, but I'm not all wrong.
That's
you know,
it.
Without getting into any details or not in any place, I'm not gonna do that, you know. Don't want to do that, lads. No, but it's been a crack at the end of the day, you know. But like this, I haven't made it easy for myself. So see, maybe I shut my hat, walk away. I will get a lot more better reaction.
Do you drink Fagamaw?
Okay, I'm in a fucking stuck in a party at 7 in the morning and I'm late. I'll sink anything.
Would you not go to a bar and drink Faga? Are you just strictly Guinness? Because they always see you.
Why are you going for a Guinness with me after this podcast?
I'll have one if you want me, you know.
What about baby Guinness? Hope you're paying. Baby Guinness shit? Baby Guinness are good.
You do know what baby Guinness is like. Is tamarind. Joel, you Bailey's.
Come on.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
He's not a big drinker. We had him out.
Not time around.
Here, Sean, you handled yourself well on the 12 pubs, mate.
He let on, he did. That's he was acting sober because I had the same amount of him and I was fucking hammered. I said, this cunt doesn't drink and he's fucking acting sober.
I was shocked, lads. I'm shaking all night.
I'm running about with fucking homeless men and fucking.
That's all that matatso you were taking.
Big John boy in the cha cha slaying and Nancy Mulligans.
It's the same but only different.
Lads, know what I hate? Know what I really fucking hate about them tins? They don't fill the Guinness glass.
You can get NatureCom once to do them.
My friend. Shout out to my friend. I actually seen a story.
Shout out to my friend.
Christmas Day. No, I haven't told him.
Yes, to his friend.
Kieran Harmon coaching had on a story. Kieran Harmon, great guy, so humble. He had on a story. See the wee like lids you get on? You put it on.
I have one down the stairs.
What, to fill the glass?
Yeah.
And you haven't told me
that. Don't have Natural tins.
Are you serious?
They're about £20 for 6 tins. You get 24 pack of normal tins. I would have bought them. And for fucking the same price.
I know, you're actually right. But see, I would have done for the crack, you know what I mean?
Here, what about...
it's not like mad. Like,
you know what I mean, John?
You're just pouring a Guinness.
What about John Sue? Am I seeing you in the video with fucking John Sue?
Oh, shout out to Dirtbird. Shout out to John Sue. Shout out to all the lads involved that day.
Shout out to Rich
Mix. I actually don't even have it on. I thought I did. I was wearing it earlier. John Sue actually gave me one of his balaclavas with his name on it. You know, yeah, the wee image, the logo and all.
Shout out to Wee Richie.
Are they all capping and kneecap now?
I never knew him personally, like, really well. I was
with I rapped with him a couple of times.
And his girl in Podrick.
You're in the rap scene. You know? You're in the rap scene. Is it the hang to run about with a pot clav all now because kneecap then?
I don't think.
I seen you last week.
I was a piss take. I don't have to take a piss because everyone runs about mass. So I went, if you notice in the video, before I go to rap, I take the mask down and just start rapping on my face.
You have a good face.
I'm a realist.
I don't need to
cover my face. Because see, when you kind of cover your face, you can get away with telling all sorts of lies.
I feel like I haven't spoken
to
no
one
enough.
Knows you.
What?
Whereas if you have your face shown, then you have to speak the truth because people know, you know,
I knew this was gonna happen.
You're connecting.
I'm connecting. I'm engaging with Liam. You know, I'm on the same page as him. I understand. See, when we were shout out to what Liam just done there, we were at the top of the white rap. We're on the way up to do the podcast. Gavin and Liam picked me up. A load of about 10 children, never mind me. Who am I?
I'll put the video.
I jumped out of the car. No, my Liam, limbo slice. Come on, get a photo with me. Get a photo of 10 kids all throwing the phones in his face. And he took his time for them. And he's he was making us wait.
Liam's wait for it.
Oh, no, that's good.
I mean, he's motherfucked. We done a 12 pub Christmas, me and John done it by ourselves. Liam was in the fucking the bar before us, taking an hour talking to whoever the fuck he's talking to. And by the time he got the Bobby room, we were on the next one.
Yeah.
I give my time to everyone else.
Slices away.
Either way.
Oh, I lost my phone in fucking Granny Annie's. Got it back.
Did he?
I've lost my phone about 8 times and I always get it back because I say, Jesus lost.
Sure, you lost in the candy center at times as well, remember?
Lost in the candy center 2 weeks ago. Shout out to my murder, found it, legend, God bless. Fuck me.
You're brilliant,
yeah. Tell me, lost it twice in Magaluf. The Turks found it, the Turkish kebab man found it. Bro, I have a picture. I'll show you the picture. I swear to fuck.
Do you know what sit to the gate means? Fuck off in Turkish.
Say that again.
Sit to the gate. If you want any Turkish friends, bring them now and say,
I will. You know, I had a Turkish barber a lot of years back. See my barber now, he's a Kurdish
bring
barber.
A Turkish
and he told me, or I went for a girl this morning, he told me. He's retiring in 4 or 5 years. I went, what am I going to do when you fuck off?
Well, take your phone out now and ring the Turkish police and I'll talk. And I'd say,
she's a stupid talk.
God, well,
stupid.
He's fluent.
I'm fluent in Turkish.
Can you speak Turkish?
Fluent Turkish.
Sit at the gate. La 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 la.
Can any of you speak Gaelic?
Oh, la 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 la.
My sister's an Irish teacher.
Yeah.
Lads, I speak Irish well.
I just don't know certain phrases.
Gaelic is my as a fiche. So what I'm saying, my Gaelic isn't as good as it was.
Yeah.
Do you wonder why it is?
I'm a mad bastard.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
If you're not mad, you're sad, bro.
Lads, attempt number 3. See when it's in the finals, you get it on the
third joke. Time lucky. I believe in his time. Third time lucky. No, it was, because it wasn't a full pint, and then it was going a wee bit below, so if this is a full pint, you should get it. No, you should be able to get it.
That's him on the rip. The Marlick.
Fuck, I wish.
Third time lucky. Third time lucky. Big son told you.
Yeah. Mom, sit down.
Look, show the glass. Put the glass there, camera. You're
fucking brilliant.
He did.
Go push. Bring it over, Mal. Fuck's sake.
Fuck, no. You see it, man. Come on here.
Bring it over to the
I'm
camera.
I'm a scurdy ass.
You watch what the fuck is. He's fucking stupid.
No, I'm not, man. That I'm just on the ball. 20%.
You're definitely half cut. Like, many you've had 2 pints before you come up, 4 tins.
I had 2 pints and then many tins. I had 4 tins. Fuck. No, 5 actually. You're wrong. There's any more of them. I'll take that last one if you don't want it.
It's only the start of it, Robbie. It's only the start of it.
You want a good crack at it? Ah, for fuck's sake.
God bless
no
you.
No harm in me, lads. No harm in me. I love to have fun. See if life is born, cut me out of that life. I'm in the fun life. The fun life's the cosmos bell. Woo!
Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair, woo! Shane the Paddy Cassidy, his mate. I did a party with him and his mate. The whole night long, he kept going to me. Every time he looked at me, he went, Ric Flair, woo! Ric Flair, woo! Lad, I swear to God, lad. Ric Flair is, he's oh my man. Mate, he started that,
yeah,
woo.
Yeah, man, would you pick a pound up front of Ric Flair?
What's that mean?
If it's a pan on the ground, would you bend down and pick it up?
No, you'll fucking pay there.
No, fuck the next floor.
No, you fucking pay there.
But if, I'm saying if there was a pound on the floor and Rick Flair was behind you...
I see if it was a gold coin, diamond coin, that was worth £1 million, I'll pick it up. I'm not going to steal somebody else's money.
No, it's not his money. Would you just bend over and
I'm not going to steal his money. You're a gay man, like, fair play.
Let's not go here again. You get it down, money, bro. I mean...
You bend down and pick it up.
Right? What was that? When I used to work in the hats, I got a fucking £2 and glue, super glue out the front. Hats. Just used to watch people walking past down Canopy Street trying to pick it up, raising. Gets a day in. Like,
are you in Amelia's Kitchen now?
Oh, wow. Shout out to Amelia's Kitchen. Yeah, best toasties on the planet.
First Amelia's Kitchen bowls, I got.
Rice bowls.
Mal, you look Christmas fucking hammered, tips. Mate.
I'm right.
Don't
I? Senior worse. Senior worse.
Fuck yeah, I felt worse. That's a felt worse. I felt the point where I'm sitting, fuck me, what's going on here? Yeah. You know what I mean, lads? I'm that.
Is that you on a drink all night or?
Ach, no way, mate. No way. I want to go out and have a drink with you.
I'm off it.
He doesn't drink.
He even have a zero with me. Ah, come on, fuck.
Training in the morning, boy.
Yeah, that's paying.
Working person. In the morning.
Have you not had one drink in it?
Yeah.
Many of you, huh?
I just had whatever, two or three here. This isn't a new thing we're doing on the podcast. I don't know why. Sorry, I'll tell you. Let me just say,
look at me. Lads, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let me just say, here, now I'll order 2 pints. I'm number 10.
I got a case of Guinness. I've got a couple of cases of Guinness for Christmas. And because we're recording in my house, people keep talking about Guinness. And we keep
just drinking the Guinness.
I can drink, lads, you know.
We like to make the most and enjoy stout.
You still were fake, but now enjoy stout. Never work for a place that employed touch.
Yeah.
That's the one. Very rare occasion to have all the boys out.
The black party, like that.
So like to make the most of it. Enjoy.
Do you want a rap or Mal? Let people know.
No rapping, bro. I told you before. I've actually got to tell the people I've been a wee bit sick for the last 2 or 3 days. But I give both the lads my word that I'm going to come on and I'm going to keep my word.
Yeah.
So, look at me.
He's sick a man of his word,
me.
People.
Nothing beats me, lads. The only thing that's going to beat me is God.
The only time we were people weren't there always, man, once said.
Something he's going to beat me, lads. Yeah, well, you said it, yeah.
Oh, who said it?
Who?
Macaulay Culkin. Yeah. Big wardrobe. Big wardrobe out of fucking... Pull of moves.
Big teabag out of
fucking... Pull of... Lad, would you pick a pound of teabag?
Probably the one with the priest day. Or the one with the wee... The Erdal and he does it the paratexy and... The,
oh, I was really. What's that one called again?
I forget the name of it, but it's brilliant. It's yeah, doing the parataxi.
Do you ever hear M66's new tune? Shout out to M66, Dream Miraculous. Last name, stuck in my head.
Shay O'Pray.
Yeah. I can't feel. Lads, put that song on.
We'll, put it, we'll listen to that there.
Lads. He calls it Shay O'Pray in it.
Oh, why?
Aye, lads, I swear to God, right? See that.
Shay O'Pray's a fictional hacker.
Lads, do you ever see the.
Kieran Nolan. Shout out
to Kieran Nolan. Lads, see the quiz date when they're doing the £1,000 jackpot in the quiz? And they're facing all like the chess champion and all. And then there's all the bad cunts drinking all the fuck.
The, yeah, the question, man, the question is, Brad, where does a cuckoo bird live?
Aye.
And he lives in a cup.
What bird doesn't live in its nest? And your man goes, your man, I forget your first one, but last favorite he said. And your second man goes, last second, or you had 30 seconds in another question, he went, a cuckoo. Everybody went, no, he's fucking wrong. Everybody went mad. Against all odds, you are the winner of a £1,000.
Shout out to the fucking pull of moves, yeah.
Says a cuckoo bird lives in a clock. Oh, bruh. It lives out in another bird's nest.
Oh, it doesn't live in its own nest.
Yeah.
Cuckoo's not real. Is it a real bird?
Oh, it is real.
Yeah. Cuckoo bird's a real bird. It's the only bird.
What fair the cuckoo says?
Sometimes I don't know, but I agree with me. But if Pillar Movers said it, I'd go with
it. Sometimes you just agree and go, aye, and I'd be like, there's cucks out there watching, just going to East Tullamore.
No, I'm being serious.
See your man from Gran Torino, is he alive?
Gran Torino, yes, he is.
So he is alive, right? Because I watched a podcast back and went... Hey, he's people that, just
think
thanks,
like,
agree with me.
No, he's alive. What's it, Clint Eastwood? That's who it is, isn't it?
Oh. Here, Gab. Cheers, bro. Can I hear us?
Yes, back away. Here.
Gavin's now my fact checker.
See what I noticed last week.
No, Cabby's your fact checker.
I have a touch of ADHD.
I'm too drunk. Don't get me in the alley. I'm so fit. I'll go all in.
I was watching last week.
There ain't 1 hour. We'll go for 10 hours.
I can't sit
upright.
Don't know why. A stoner? I just stay still.
I do. I think I have something. Stoner stay something still. Like, I don't know if it's fucking, it's not autism, but it's something. Oh, I think it's like ADHD or it's not bipolar. Like.
But I just can't set a pace. I used to be the quietest kid.
Turn your mic around for fuck's sake.
See, when I was in school, I was the quietest kid up until about third or fourth year. And then in sixth year, I just realized myself, I'm nuts. And then I ended up getting held back.
Did you get held back a year?
Of course I did.
Did you? Why?
No one know why.
Like
no,
on these?
Never went, no. Never went into school. Didn't give a fuck about it. I cared about making money.
Where was your first carrot?
You know what, Liam? That's a good question.
I have good questions.
I can't even remember the exact place. But I remember being there with Big Keely, Cormac, Emmett, Beers, all the lads. And we were standing there, seeing the Falls Park.
Yeah.
I must have been about 14 or 15. Can't remember clearly. You know? The exact place where I had my very first drink. You know what?
Do you remember what it was?
I gotta tell my ma. Never mind, my first drink. Me and my sister, even my sister knows this. We used to take wee sips of her glass of wine when we were, fuck me. We used to go, we used to think we were mad. I think I was mad anyway. She never really done as much. I used to be the mad one. Do you know what I mean?
As you do.
I'm standing there, look at me now. Fucking still nuts.
It's just, we're a conversation.
We're back. I was halfway
home. Gabby said, don't be worrying about the terminal. Just be yourself. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I'm being myself.
Mal Capone, I like that wee lad, a good rapper, mate. Mal
Capone, on the telephone, everybody knows, he's the man on the street, everybody knows he makes the fucking dough, Lambo stays, he's got the fucking real tracks on the fucking go, that's what we do, everybody knows, I'm the head of the crew, I'm the man on the scene, don't fuck me, I'm always smoking the green, DLE, that's what we do.
If you're a freestyler, add my name in.
No, lad, don't mean me.
See, you can't, if you're not a freestyler.
What do you mean, bro?
Go say something about me.
Give me an R10 again, that's not it. No, mate. You're tit for tat, bro. No, mate. Give me, bro.
Go ahead.
Get the R10 again, son.
Keep that in, that's
no,
good.
No, lads, I can't do that.
That was good, lad.
No, lads, don't talk about drugs, man.
We weren't even talking about, what are you on about? We weren't talking about drugs. We were talking about rapping.
Up a stud, mate. Up a stud.
Here, so, Mal, we're going to wrap up here now. So, do you want anything you want to do or say?
Any shout outs?
I want to finish. I want to give, remember off the top of my head, I want to give a shout out to Cam Finnegan, Mark Dolo, Gary Doherty. Shout out to Chuck and his friends, all my brother friends. Shout out to my mummy and daddy. Biggest shout out to Ronaldo, but an even bigger shout out to God.
Right.
This is what I want to do, and I want to finish just to remember my granny, and she really means a lot to me, and I want everybody to think about their families as well when I say this, and think about, no, but it doesn't matter what religion or, you know, style of religion you believe in. No, this, I want to finish where we all follow, our father, bro.
Our father?
I'm going to say it right now, bro. Believe in God, bro. Never mind all the bullshit, all the nonsense. K-holes and, you know, who has more attention, who's the main man, who's this? Nonsense to me. I'm going to say a wee prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. That's for all the families and the people that's lost loved ones, those people close to them, and everybody struggling with any sort of problem. You know, we make them aware. You know, but keep it that.
Fair play to you, man, mate. Keep it up, mate.
No, I mean that.
Right, I'll
anything else before we wrap up, or is that
that's
it?
Everything.
Everything?
Bro. That's everything.
Right, that's everything. Right. Hold on, this.
Well done, boys.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies.
Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.